MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. SpaceX launching another Starship rocket, but it spun out of control and broke apart, falling back to Earth shortly after liftoff. President Trump set to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were sentenced to years in prison for defrauding banks out of tens of millions of dollars. A big change to CDC guidelines created during the pandemic. ABC senior Washington correspondent Rachel Scott with more.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a noted vaccine skeptic, announced on social media that the CDC will no longer be recommending COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children or healthy pregnant women. Now, this catching doctors off guard because it did bypass the traditional CDC process that includes an independent review and also consulting with medical professionals.
Macy's department stores and says profits slipped in the first quarter and says more customers are cautious about the trade war. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a Dane County judge from the bench after allegations of inappropriate behavior. According to a report filed by the Wisconsin Judicial Commission after a panel and investigation, Dane County Circuit Court Judge Ellen Burrs allegedly tried to go arrest a defendant herself when he was at a hospital. When he hadn't shown up for court, she wanted her bailiff to go arrest him. And when she was informed the bailiff couldn't leave the courthouse, she brought the man's defense attorney and got in the car herself. The complaint says she only turned around when the man's attorney said it was a bad idea when she's supposed to remain impartial. The complaint also details sarcastic exchanges in another case with a different defendant. The high court's suspension order says Burrs acknowledges the facts in the complaint and takes responsibility. She'll be suspended for 1 week starting June 26th. A previous investigation from the Cap Time showed attorneys tried to get Burrs from presiding over their cases more than 400 times in about 4 years. And if you spot the governor out with a shovel full of asphalt, you're not seeing things. Terry Barr explains what he's up to.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget. The governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6th pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
That's Terry Barr, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
A 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah. Special night for him.
Christian Yelich, on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox Liam Hendricks?
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time, and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine, what is
she's
wrong
obsessed with,
her? With
a man in uniform?
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes?
Do you get to drive the truck?
Hi, Kat, come on there. What?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're here. Yeah. Trump's here. Bring the kids.
Yeah. The fire people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy. Yeah.
Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The voters, they are confused. Trump, a clear plan for tariffs and trade. The majority answer here is no. No, Donald Trump does not have a clear plan for tariffs and trade. This is the one thing that perturbs voters and the markets more than anything else. It's not whether or not you put tariffs on or not. It's whether you are going to actually do it and stick to your guns.
Thank you, Harry Anton. He's the wildly emotional data reporter.
You know, I adore him. He's
That's
actually,
how bad the poll ratings are.
He's entertaining to watch.
Trump's poll numbers are, oh, my God. Okay.
The voters hate it.
It's true. All right, let's review. Trump, hang on, let me just light dusting. In the past 24 hours, Trump has pardoned a corrupt Virginia sheriff who took over $75,000 in bribes.
Yep.
For giving out fake badges. Is that where Herschel Walker got his?
We don't need no fake badges.
Yeah, we don't need no stinking badges. Well, apparently you do for $75,000. A man convicted of a serious tax crime whose mom donated $1 million to Trump and worked on his campaign, and a wealthy reality TV couple who support him.
The Chrisleys. We talk about the Chrisleys?
I don't do the reality TV. Bella, do you know the Chrisleys?
I've never heard of them in my life.
No, not familiar.
Oh, he's homo gay.
Oh, really? Oh, it's one of those couples.
Uh-huh.
Does he pick out her pantsuits?
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
A bastard person?
What do they do?
What
do they do?
You know what?
He's a real estate investor that scammed, that was bank fraud. That sounds so familiar. Why does that sound so familiar?
Yeah.
A real estate guy who's been convicted of serious defrauding banks and tax evasion.
Oh, I only know about this family because I was a huge fan of The Soup with Joe McHale.
Okay.
And they used to play clips of their reality show all the time. And I always got like I think he's an evangelist kind of vibe from him.
Oh, that kind of gay.
Yeah, but I didn't find out till years later that he was a developer.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say bastard person.
No.
And you hate him and his ass face.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know.
Those are our Waiting for Guffman drops. Thanks so much.
And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.
She's a handsome woman, and he's got a lot of veneers and work done.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's not using those childbearing hips that she's got?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. They have a lot of kids.
Oh, they do?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
One of them spoke at the Republican National Convention last year.
Right. Savannah. I'm up to date.
Okay,
good. Let's look at the other one. Ken says, this guy went to jail for screwing over nurses and doctors at his nursing homes, taking $10 million from their paychecks to buy a yacht. He should have been paying their, Medicare and Social Security taxes, but he didn't.
Yes.
He bought a yacht. His mom goes to $1 million-a-person fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago. Now he's pardoned.
Yep.
These are the people Trump looks after,
not
you. Thank you, Ken, for that
update
on that particular crook. So, but I don't know if you've heard. Jake Tapper said the Biden cover-up is worse than Watergate. Worse than... Oh, God. That's the most insanely idiotic thing. I'm going to need a lot of stuff. When will this? Jake Tapper, I'm going to guess that book sales are not going well. His crisis management is not going well. And okay, because I don't.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Mm. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, he said because Nixon was at least coherent when he wasn't drunk. So, yeah, sure.
But he was frequently drunk. So...
But somehow, something, okay. Hey, I had a memory for you. John says, remember when President Biden said Republicans want to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid in the State of the Union address? That really was something. I mean, with mental decline and all, how did he figure that out? MAGA? Yeah, that's weird. What with him being all decrepit and all, he seemed to call that exactly right, along with everything else he ever said. It was correct. Okay. Tapper, Tapper, Tapper. Yeah, this is on. Okay. So, oh, here's the other thing. Oh, we have the opportunity to dive COVID as we, again, as we covered yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm wearing my stick it in. I don't know if I'll have an opportunity to stick it in, but I would like to. This is what happens, Chris. You missed a couple of these last week. This is what becomes good news stack. The man-eater screwworm is coming. Last week it was the underwater volcano off the coast of California.
I think I met the man-eater screwworm at West Hollywood last week.
Did you? Yeah. Did you? Mm-hmm. On Grindr? Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you. Baby Bella, I don't know what that he means. Daddy's crazy. I don't know what he meant by that.
Not on Grindr.
Wow. This is...
That is a cesspool.
I just knew of all the horrors we experience daily, this is horrors I haven't heard of yet. The man-eater screwworm is coming. Oh, here he comes. This isn't funny, but it's...
Here he comes. Here comes the screwworm.
After a decade-long campaign to beat the parasites down to Panama, they are spreading back up north. No. So we're not going to deport them.
No.
Or send them to El Salvador or anything.
God, no. Sheesh.
It's a public health thing, so... Captain Brainworm probably won't.
That's what he had in his brain. It was a screwworm.
Right, it's probably a man-eating screwworm. Okay, at least that explains the whole vaccine recommendation thing. You know. The United States has for 70 years been fighting a continuous aerial war against the New World screwworm.
There was an Old World screwworm?
Apparently. That would imply that, wouldn't it? A parasite that eats animals alive. What? Cows... pigs, deers, dogs, even humans. Its scientific name is C. hominivorex. Oh, that was... Wasn't that a Dr. Seuss book?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was the Lorax.
Well, the sequel was the Hominivorex.
Yeah, maybe. It's not so Seussian. No. It's a little scary for kids. It translates to man-eater. Oh, do we have man-eater from... I know you were born post-Flashdance, Bella, but it's just... that song is playing in my head.
There are,
now.
Like, three... very popular songs called Maneater.
Really?
Yes.
Which one am I thinking of?
Well, you're thinking Manhunt, but Maneater was...
No, Furtado. That's different.
Well, Nelly Furtado, and before that was Hall & Oates.
Oh, there she comes.
Yes, you're singing the Hall & Oates.
Oh, I'm singing Hall & Oates, Bella. Pardon me.
But you were thinking Manhunt.
Hall & Oates were born a century before Bella.
She's like, and they what? Broke up very, very... It was a bad breakup.
I remember Mary Murphy told me she got them for our prom in Lockport.
Hall & Oates?
But she didn't.
Why would Hall & Oates go to Lockport?
She didn't. Well, they didn't. We were like, really? We got Hall & Oates? I don't know.
That would be like Depeche Mode going to
Mary.
Newport News, Virginia for my graduation. No, that's not going to happen.
Okay, here we go. Here comes the man-eating screwworm, America, because you don't have enough to worry about. Oh, it's going to eat your Medicare first, so you won't have to worry. Okay. I wasn't done with that. God.
Oh, you wanted this bed?
God, she's a hardcore DJ. She's like, no more music for you.
Yeah.
Closing time.
You already talked up the post.
You know what it is? Because I gave her a coffee that tastes like ass.
That is true.
She's getting back at me. She's cutting off my...
Let's not say what the brand is.
Larvae of the parasitic fly chew through flesh.
What?
Transforming small nicks into big, gruesome wounds. Isn't that fantastic? We'll all be head wound hairy. It's been gaping screwworm wounds. We can't get treated because we don't have
they
any
chew through
healthcare.
A skull?
Yeah, all right. I don't know. No, flesh. It said flesh. It turns just a nick into a big, gaping flesh wound. like Donald Trump is on the Constitution and the body politic. Just a big...
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking...
Gaping.
Yeah, okay. Brainworm because of RFK, but it's not necessarily in your brain.
All right, let's talk about the reality homo gay guy and his wife. Because I didn't know all that
well,
stuff, but...
Okay. There was a lawsuit by a homo gay.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Chris Lee was accused of trying to extort this other homo gay to stay quiet, blah, 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 about an affair that they had had.
These homosexuals are trying to murder me. That's a little White Lotus for you, Bella.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I tried to throw in some current references.
These gays are trying to murder me.
It was good.
Those gays are trying to murder me. Okay.
You should be in the next season of White Lotus.
I think I should. I do an excellent Jennifer Coolidge. Trump will pardon reality star Todd.
Hi, Jennifer Todd. Is alive.
It's true. Todd, thank God. Todd and Julie Christie, hi.
Chris Lee.
Excuse me. They're extra Chris Lee. They were sentenced to prison for tax evasion and bank fraud. Wow. Oh, that sounds so familiar. Mm-hmm. Again, somebody help me. Mm-hmm. Real estate guy. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, Trump called Savannah, the 27-year-old, and likely said, hey, girl.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hi, girl. Hi. Savannah Chrisley. Oh, yeah. Hi.
She's got that bleach blonde hair.
Surprise. She'd appealed for pardons for her parents and spoke at the 2024 Republican National Convention. Hi, I'm Savannah. Wow.
Have you seen the
Chrisleys? Where do they find all these blonde 20-something fembots? I don't... Okay.
Have you seen the picture of the Chrisleys?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
They were sentenced to a combined 19 years in prison on charges, including tax fraud, tax evasion, ordered to pay $8.8 million restitution. You know who pays that now? We do.
Yeah.
We pay that. They don't have to pay that back.
Right.
We do.
Right.
Okay.
And they get to go on living their lavish lifestyle.
Did I mention $1 billion it's going to cost us for Trump's shiny little Qatar bribe plane? Yeah. That's not important now. They provided false information to banks and fabricated bank statements while applying for loans. God, that sounds so familiar. It'll come to me. Prosecutors said Chrisleys had engaged in a 15-year fraud spree. After they defrauded community banks out of tens of millions of dollars, they hid millions of dollars from the IRS, all while going on TV to boast about how much they spend on designer clothes. And when they learned they were under investigation for these crimes, they involved their own family members to obstruction of justice.
Uh-huh.
That involving jogs the memory again. I can't remember why.
Family members.
It'll, oh, sure. Mm-hmm. It'll come to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Savannah.
Hey, girl.
Okay, sit. Hi, I'm Savannah. Welcome to Tried Out. she said, it was just a shock, and the president was so kind and loving. Has anyone in the universe ever referred to Donald Trump as kind and loving?
I think his words to them were, you don't look like a terrorist. Why are you in jail? Okay. I think I heard that this morning. I'm going to double check that.
She said, I've always stood by him in this administration. I will continue to stand by them and fight for them. Well, of course you will, because crooks all stick together. Hey, anybody, I have a question. Hi, everybody. Tapper. Is this on? Hey, America, do you think convicted felons should be able to pardon other convicted felons? Let's just go back a tick. Do you think convicted felons should be president of the United States? Anybody? Bueller. Hello? Okay.
Nothing preventing it in the Constitution.
All right, I can't. The fraud stack is too... We'll get to the other... Okay, I just have to get to this one. to the Golden Dome in Canada.
Uh-oh.
Because I still think the stupid will kill me first. So yeah. Trump tweeted... Wait, do I have it? I need the actual one.
He troughed.
In front of me. Yes, 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 he did, Chris. Mm-hmm. Yes. I told Canada... which very much wants to be part of our fabulous Golden Dome system. It'll cost them $61 billion if they remain a separate but unequal nation. But it will cost $0 if they become our cherished 51st state. They're considering the offer.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. They told you to go F off again. Oh, my God.
They called Trump a hoser.
Yes, get out of here, you hoser. What's this about? By the way, hang on a second. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves again.
Rutabaga.
Let me just fill time. Joe Biden's old. All right, thanks, Jake Tepper. Ronald said, since I speak fluent Trump, let me explain this. Trump announced the Golden Dome without checking with Canada. Yep. He can't do it without Canada's cooperation. Now Canada is using it as leverage in the trade negotiations. So dumbass Trump is clowning to find a way to make it work. Yeah. Art of the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Art of the deal. Meanwhile, Putin's just, oh my God. Be clowning him on the world stage. They're like openly mocking him. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Was that a light dusting of the effery? Yeah. We have man meat for breakfast.
And we had screw worms.
Yes. Man meat with screw worms for breakfast, everybody. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
Oh, there's a breath of fresh air, right? This year, we've seen how lots of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive, like pride, right? To that is what we say.
Only a few days away from Pride Month.
Yeah. Credo Mobile not taking down the Pride flag because the winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company. $95 million, to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans. More importantly, every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, ACLU, Transgender Law Center, on and on. You get to vote on who gets your money. Switching so easy, bring your current phone, your current number, and guess what? Stephanie Miller listeners get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Now, please, let's hold off on the cursing until happy hour.
Me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My co-hosts love the gummies. I love the relief stick after exercise. Over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. For a limited time, save 25% off your entire purchase. CB Distillery, promo code Stephanie. CBDistillery.com, promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Feeling stressed, frustrated, ready to break something? Come to Crash Box Therapy, Madison's newest therapy experience. Throw some plates, hammer a toaster, smash your stress away, and feel the relief. You worked all week? You deserve a break. Literally. Great for corporate events, holiday get-togethers, or any day ending in Y. Book your session now at CrashBoxTherapy.com. 319 Beltway Highway, right next to Pitcher's Pub. Crash Box Therapy. Come let it all out safely, loudly, and guilt-free. Make your appointment at CrashBoxTherapy.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is a story.
Stephanie Miller.
Nasty dogs. Go.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Man Meat coming up. First serving, Bob Seska. Then we've got Malcolm Nance and, of course, Carlos Alzaraki. Karen in Chicago. Good morning, precious pumpkin.
Good morning. Well, listen, there's a lot of unknowns and uncertainty right now, but we do know that that reality couple, at least they had sex 8 times, probably a total.
I'm not so sure about that. That could have been some surrogacy involved.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe not at all then. Okay.
Good. Yeah, you know.
Okay, so.
Or you could be a bastard person for suggesting that. That it's not true romantic love like Barry Diller and Diane von Furstenberg.
Oh, boy.
So what I want to say, you know, we talk about Trump's polling numbers and they're terrible, whatever. What we really need to be focused on is right now in this big, beautiful bill that they're trying to pass in the Senate. This is straight out of Project 2025, provisions that are embedded, aligned with the unitary executive theory, and this theory posits that the president has sole authority over the executive branch, which means that they would be completely forfeiting the co-equal branches of government. The legislative branch would be null and void, and so would the judiciary. So, and there's a whole list of things that are embedded in it. So we need to, I don't care if your senator is Republican or Democrat, we need to get on the phone and keep calling them and tell them no. And we really need to pay attention because this is their ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Well, and so, the midterms, it's a wrap. Yeah.
Speaking of elections and Supreme Court, I mean, John Roberts has brought us Citizens United and total immunity for Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be his legacy. Yeah. And it's just, and I, you know, somebody went back and, if you want like old stuff to be re-angry about top of the new stuff, just again and again, the actual facts on Al Gore, on the election, that he won that election. The Supreme Court handed it to George W. Bush, and it will still never not be infuriating. Hold, please. Here we go. Yes, Martin says, by the way, if they had recounted every vote in Florida, Al Gore would have won the state. The Republican SCOTUS handed Bush the 2000 election by violating the state's rights they often pretend to support and taking authority away from the Florida Supreme Court, which had ordered a statewide recount of all undervotes over 61,000 ballots that the vote tabulation machines missed. SCOTUS blocked the count, handing the election to Bush. Later investigations proved Gore had won. I mean, when you talk about way back to how we got here, right? Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Seth, our homo of hope in Los Angeles.
Hey!
Hi, Seth.
Hello, homo gays in Bella with a Z.
I was just telling Chris about meeting you at Lisa Loeb's Shiva for Jill Sobule, and I'm not used to meeting callers out of context in real life.
I know. And the funny thing is, Stephanie, when you knocked on the door, you were the only one that knocked. Everybody had just walked in. I was going to walk over to the door and open it, but then somebody beat me to it, and it would have been so funny if I had opened the door to greet you.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
would
yeah.
have been Homo of Hope at your service.
Yes. Oh, and give your AIDS ride information to
yes.
Krista so
yeah.
people can support. Okay?
Yes, people are curious about how to support you.
Okay, so should I put it on the Stephanie Miller fan page on the Facebook
yes.
page?
Yes, go ahead and do that. Go ahead yeah. and do that.
Okay, well, I just want to thank everybody who's who wants to support, and Kelby supported yesterday. I had a great conversation with him, and we had 2 degrees of separation, and so so thank you, everybody.
Aww, thank you, Seth. Sorry, heartbreak. Bob, next.
Yeah.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Property tax bills in Madison may not be quite as high as expected, at least not for the portion that goes to the school district. When the Madison Metropolitan School District was pushing for residents to vote for the new referendums in the fall, they estimated it would cost the average Madison homeowner about $1,000 more on the next tax bill. That's based on the average Madison home now being valued at about $480,000. The district released a draft of their budget, and it shows property taxes would rise on the average property by about $830. Now, this plan is almost certain to keep changing because of federal cuts to the education budget and summertime negotiations for school funding in the state budget. The current draft for the school district includes staff raises, additional custodians to maintain the new and renovated facility so they'll last longer, and more 4K teachers. Meanwhile, there's a bill in the state legislature that would require child abuse prevention programming in Wisconsin schools. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The bill was approved by the Assembly Committee on Children and Families, where Appleton Democrat Lee Snodgrass noted it would not apply to private schools. She said it should include all children in the state of Wisconsin. Oconomowoc Republican Barb Dietrich didn't disagree while citing the recent case of a school bus driver accused of sexually assaulting a 6-year-old girl on his bus. Dietrich said it's critical to teach kids safety at an appropriate age and called the bill the start of something very positive. The bill requires school boards to provide at least one instructional session to pupils in 4K through grade 12, specifies what the program must cover, and requires that parents be notified and given the option to exempt their students.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow joins us to talk about priorities Wisconsin might have in the state budget. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.gov.
Ha.
The American public does not believe that Donald Trump sticks to his guns. 55% say no, he does not have a clear plan for trades and tariffs. And I will note, of course, the center of the electorate, the all-important independent vote, 64% of independents say no, Donald Trump does not have a clear plan for trade and tariffs. And I will note that this no number has been creeping up, according to CBS News YouGov. So as Donald Trump's presidency go on, the American people think he's becoming less clear.
Oh, my goodness. The C meter is pinning. He's a giant. See? Yeah. I think Putin knows that, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah. Putin's known that for years.
You know who's the opposite of that?
Who?
This guy.
Oh.
Speaking of dreamy hunky men.
Paul Bunyan of Progressive Radio. Now,
we interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hey, Bob, did you know Joe Biden's old? I don't know if you've heard the news.
I heard.
Uh-huh.
We got to talk about it. The next several years. Let's just keep talking about that.
I got to do it like it's news of the heart of hearing.
Biden's old.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did you? Jake Tapper says the cover up of Biden's mental decline may be worse than Watergate. Because even though Trump is committing a Watergate every, four to 5 minutes, I'd say.
Yeah. Even though the Trump White House is currently scrubbing all traces of his public remarks off of the White House website.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a great story that's completely underreported. First, they only had about 20% of the transcripts up there of his public remarks.
Right.
And then they took those down after HuffPost reported about it. And then they said, well, yeah, we're just going to do video and audio on the White House website. And we learned that there's maybe a fraction of all of his public remarks up there in the first 120 days.
Because if you read it, you realize his brain is tapioca with, is it syphilitic brain worm remnants? Or it could be screw worm. Now. That's
screw
the
worms.
New thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's loaded with screw worms.
Jake Tapper said there was not enough coverage of Biden's. I don't remember any. Do you? There was, if only there'd been some coverage of Biden being old or in that decline of some kind during the election.
Years prior, I think in 2022, 2023, we were talking about this. It was all over social media. This was a thing. Everyone was talking about Biden's age. I remember Kimberly and I talking about Biden's age in 2020, like maybe 2019, before the primaries. Yeah. There was a headline that came up that said, Joe Biden's eyeball appears to fill with blood. And that was the headline. And Kimberly and I were like, oh, my God, this is the guy we're going to put up against Trump. And you know what the upshot of that story is?
Oh.
I completely underestimated Joe Biden.
Yes.
And I think so many of us did. We were like, okay, well, maybe this will be the guy, but I'm not sure. Is he too old? And then he just blew everybody away with his record as far as legislation.
Yeah.
With this kind of political divisiveness, he was able to pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Immensely successful presidency on that front.
You'll forgive me if a screw worm has not eaten my brain, but I seem to recall the media mob lynching him and running him out of the race, essentially. So, like, I don't.
Yeah,
yeah I think
yeah.
there
well,
was
that
coverage.
Happened,
yeah,
that
there was coverage
too.
Of it. He said Nixon was in control of his faculties when he was not drinking, which is why this is worse
also than... quite true. Yeah, yeah. Well, see, I mean, my issue here is I'm sort of on Team Bella in all of this because I'm sort of somewhere between you and Chris, because I feel as though, there was a discussion to be had. Maybe that time has passed because now we have a fascist screw worm in the White House. But prior to that, you know, it's about the media balance or the lack of balance in this case where. there was an ongoing discussion about Biden's age and what the Democrats should be doing about it. But now we're in this era where we've got a fascist authoritarian in the White House destabilizing the world order, destabilizing the economy, upending institutions and norms, continuing to inflict damage upon the American consciousness. And that should be the story. That should be the primary
Jake Tapper
point
wrote
of discussion.
A book about the wrong president. And it tells you exactly how we got here. I mean, you retweeted Fred, who said, I understand Biden's inner circle. It covered up his decline. Got it. What I don't understand is the same journalists and pundits pounding the story are ignoring this psychopath like it's normal. I accepted Biden was old all along. I can't accept this lunatic leading us. And further to your point, Bob, you threaded, or Blue Sky, excuse me, one of the many things that keeps Donald from imploding is he's routinely only framed by the press as exciting, dramatic, unpredictable. While it's superficially true, it's the exact wrong kind of excitement slash drama, like an airplane crashing on a busy freeway full of school buses. I mean, yes, that's exactly it. That's how we got this reality TV presidency.
Yes, and that continues to be his ongoing toxic relationship with the American news media. Because all at once, he's this damaging, destructive figure who's constantly threatening, if not outright suing, media outlets and their ownership. And, you know, I think soon to be, we're going to see journalists being imprisoned. I think that's on the way. I mean, we're only early in this process. But at the same time, the press kind of needs him. Because he's good for ratings. He's good for downloads. He's good for likes, shares, subscriptions, and so forth. And so in that way, it's this weird codependent relationship between Donald Trump and the press. He claims to hate all members of the mainstream press. I mean, we saw him the other day as he was trying to further this ridiculous, obviously false white genocide narrative in South Africa.
White genocide,
And then right in the middle of it, he went after Peter Alexander. Just one of his poopy pants, fart noises, you know, rants about how terrible Peter Alexander is. But at the same time, he needs Peter Alexander.
Right.
He needs and wants those people to surround him. Because
the media got us here. They got him here. Yeah. They normalized this long ago.
That's why
I love you. You and I, well, we share a brain. We know that.
Absolutely.
And bodily show fluids. But you retweeted our friend Cliff Schechter, fellow alpha liberal, who said Trump White House staff who wish to remain anonymous say Trump's irritability, memory loss, and confusion are getting worse, all signs of dementia. And this is why I love Jasmine Crockett, you know, and why they can't stand her, because it just this is no time to not just tell it like it is, and that we all can see the emperor has no clothes. She said Trump belongs in an insane asylum and recommended medication. She was talking just about his West Point speech. I mean, take any right slice of his tapioca brain pudding farts, but when he was talking about trophy wives and blah, blah, transgender women in sports and blah, she said he literally sounds like someone who's broken out of the insane asylum. Like, he'd just be all over the place. Like, get him some ADHD medicine, if nothing else, because I don't know where he's ever going to go. I mean, thank you. She said it's time for Republicans to start calling him out, start questioning his mental acuity and whether or not he's equipped to serve mentally. We know when it comes down to his criminality, he's not qualified to serve, but this is just deplorable. Ooh, there's that word. They're all clutching the pearls over there over this. She said, frankly, it's sad we have to go through this kind of political theater, because listen, we all know what it is. That's why he hired everybody from Fox News, because all they're trying to do is put on a show. I mean, it's true. What are we up to, 30 Fox News hosts? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The vector between drunks and Fox News hosts, but it's pretty, you know.
The Venn diagram is pretty much a circle.
That's what I was thinking, a Venn diagram. Yeah. I couldn't, because I'm drunk. But yeah, the Venn diagram.
You too? Yeah, me too.
Me too.
But yeah, I mean, just in the last couple of days, there were just some incredible examples of his mental decline. I mean, the thing, you know, I get hung up on stupid crap with Donald Trump, like the fact that twice in his Memorial Day message, he said, "Happy Memorial Day."
Yes.
I mean, who says Happy Memorial Day? It's not a happy occasion. It's a solemn commemorative occasion.
Said, I'll be speaking in Arlington. Enjoy. Like it's a
enjoy. Yes.
Barbecue.
We'll see you there. I'm doing balloon animals and close-up magic in the back. Stop on by. Yeah. He's doing a promotion for like the grand opening of an ice skating rink. That's how it makes it sound. But and then on top of that, he tried to, you know, there's a great irony in one of his short circuits from the past couple of days. He tried to say cryptological, and it came out cryptologic. And the irony of that is he's running a giant crypto scam out of the White House. And the amazing thing about that is the other day, because he had this secret dinner with all kinds of people, the I think 200 people who gave money, invested in his ridiculous meme coin down at Mar-a-Lago. And Carolyn Leavitt framed it as being not an official duty of the president. He's not acting as president for this dinner. Which, to me, the first thing I thought of is, well, that means he doesn't get immunity for that. So he can actually be prosecuted for that.
Bob, it's in the Constitution. When you're eating, you're not president.
That's right. But, I mean, that's another gigantic story that probably deserves a book, maybe two or three books, Donald Trump accepting bribes and emoluments using his meme coin.
So let's talk about threaded about you said that he's ordering local authorities to block trans girls. This could be a 10th Amendment violation. You said no words to describe how awful this is. The president of the United States attacking an 11th grader, a child, threatening to defund an entire state because she participates in youth sports. I mean, I did the math out here, Bob. So we have almost 6 million people. Kids in student in public school, the school system, the number of transgender athletes is fewer than 10. Trump is targeting California for something that is factually not an issue. It is just transphobic nonsense. Go ahead, your thoughts.
This is the tragedy. There's so many different tragedy layers to all of this. The fact that he's attacking an 11th grader. I mean, I remember I hated high school, and I especially hated my 11th grade year. That was like the worst year for me in high school. And I can't even imagine being an 11th grader and the president of the United States threatens to defund your entire state because of you. That's next level madness and cruelty that we're seeing from the president. And the second layer to that is this 11th grader is a pawn being manipulated by the president in order to own the libs, because it's not just about this trans athlete, this 11th grader, this track and field athlete. It's about making the rest of us crazy and making the rest of us, upset about this for good reason, because layer this on top of the giant slag heap of human rights atrocities of the second Trump administration, and that's it. That's the story.
He tweeted, California, under leadership of radical left Democrat Gavin Newsom, continues to illegally allow men to play in women's sports. Please be advised, our large-scale federal funding will be held back permanently if the executive order on the subject matter is not adhered to. In the meantime, I'm ordering local authorities, if necessary, to not allow the transition person to compete in the state fight. First of all, he can't do that. How are you going to order state authorities to do? And secondly, this is why Gavin Newsom is just wrong on this, Bob. What was the race, Chris? We just won in Nebraska.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He went right back at them on the trans issue, and he won big.
Yes,
that was the mayor of Omaha.
Yes. Thank you.
The secret here, and I think Governor Tim Walz has been talking about this too. The secret is not to abandon trans people.
Yes.
The secret is to improve our messaging in support of trans people. We don't want to sell out values because some consultant in Gavin Newsom says that we should.
This is a red state. This is a red state, Bob. And he did a thing, the other guy's about, potties. I'm about fixing potholes. And he kicked the out
John
of this
Ewing,
guy.
The Democrat, won in Omaha, Nebraska.
Right.
Defeating the three-term Republican mayor of Omaha. That's a big deal. And of course, the messaging around that was, this three-term Republican mayor of Omaha is peeping under your bathroom stall to see what gender you are and make sure you are what you say you are.
In the wake of the wreckage that Donald Trump is creating, I think it's a great issue for us now to go, really? He's worried about the one girl in your state playing badminton? How's that affecting your life? How about him slashing your Medicare when he said he wasn't going to? I mean,
the other angle to this, Stephanie, is I don't understand what Gavin Newsom is trying to achieve by now what we've through that troth on Troth Truth Central. Donald Trump said it was so unfair for this trans athlete to be competing in girls' sports. And that's the same kind of language Gavin Newsom has used. He said it was deeply unfair for trans girls to participate in youth sports. So it's the same language. Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump. Perfect Venn diagram overlap between their messaging on the issue of trans athletes. Speak volumes.
I was just going to say, he's lost, as we reported, 98.6% of his podcast audience since palling around with, Steve Bannon and Charlie Kirk. I'm trying to think what you and I would have to do to lose 98.6% of our audience.
I know.
Takes some doing.
I try every show.
Me too. Me too. It's true, Bob. He's just really out of step with, I think, where our Democrats are, where our progressive base is. You and I always reference the Idiocracy. I wanted to end with this one. I don't know if you saw this. analyst on TV. He said, I just looked through some of our amazing grants that have been cut, and one of them looked into how in the inner ear neurotransmitters help us hear. It's actually possible the reason that got flagged early on is the word neurotransmitter, because it has the word trans in it. I mean,
oh, yes. My God.
This is where we are in the Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They're using a Google Chrome word search through documents. Yep. That's how they're doing this sort of thing. Yeah, it's absolutely absurd.
They hit Control F.
Let me just end by seconding Future Monkey, who said, nobody cares. I care. Nobody cares, but Bob Seska does the most spot-on, deadly accurate impersonation of Alex Jones that you will ever hear.
Yep.
That is absolutely true. Tell us again
about
the lizard
documents
people.
Right here. Now, look, I got some documents proving everything I say. I mean, granted, they're printouts from Infowars.com, but they're still documents. I mean, because I printed them out. I spent a lot of time, got an unpaid intern, print out a bunch of things from Infowars.com, and that's what I do. I'm going after the Bilderbergs, Raytheon, Bechtel, IBM.
Tiny airplanes? Yeah. Are the tiny airplanes pushing the weather?
Tiny airplanes and helicopters moving to tornadoes. Did you see any tiny helicopters or airplanes moving to tornadoes toward that town?
Do the lizard people fly the tiny airplanes?
Was it shape-shifting lizard people piloting the tiny airplanes?
I'm just teeing them up for Bob.
We love it.
It's what an insane thing to be good at. I mean, I could do this all day. I could just walk around. Sometimes I do. It drives Kimberly nuts.
I'm the foremost female Rush Limbaugh impersonator in the country, which is very little call for that.
Well,
kids' birthday parties anymore. I don't know why.
You know.
See, there's where we earn our millions, Stephanie. We can do we can bring back the Rush Limbaugh Alex Jones show and do that.
Yes.
Just you and me doing those voices.
I used to make a killing working kids' birthday parties. Look at
That's
my glorious
podcast.
Naked body, children.
Oh, God.
It's on loan from God. It's on my talent, on loan from God, my friends.
Although he doesn't have much of a naked body anymore.
I hear he's like skin and bones.
Yeah, come on.
Too much, too soon? Not soon enough. Okay, love you, Bob.
Oh, God.
Love you, Stephanie Miller. Okay. I love you later. I'm going to go get sued again.
I love you too, my friend, with every inch of my naked glorious body.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. 54.
Thank you, Bob.
We've got a skit. Uh-huh. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Hooray!
That's what keeps my Rush Limbaugh impression young and springy sounding.
Well, it keeps it from looking like Rush Limbaugh now.
There you go. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. Ignoring it can accelerate aging from the inside out.
Yep.
We have noticed, I think, you know, evil ages you from the inside out. We've noticed various people on the right that were like, what? He's 34? Okay. by age 50, I'm a liberal helper, so just get some Native Path Collagen. Your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50% after age 50. That's why Native Path Collagen is so fantastic. Flavorless, it goes right in my coffee every morning. It is helping men and women significantly strengthen bones, reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles, sagging skin, boost hair fullness, reverse nail damage, on and on. Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get up to 45% off only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging. Go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Miller.
Elton John tickets, $10, 1979. Sorry, Bella. Oh, by the way, Bella's had car trouble. Her battery didn't start, so all of my email and social media has turned into car talk for Bella again.
Yeah.
Remember when I had the battery? They're like, get a trickle charger, get a whatever. I don't know, Bella. There's a lot of car people. That...
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We turned into click and clack.
Yes. Oh, by the way, you and I are like old people archaeologists. We're just like every day is like a Bella's like our science fair project,
right?
You know, we didn't procreate, so we're not familiar with this.
Like, what do kids do?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
This whole
what are the kids up to these days?
Yeah, Brandon said we really used to print out 4 pages from MapQuest and travel like pirates. It's true. She doesn't know what Thomas Guide is. She's
Before
GPS.
I'll give it to y'all. I couldn't do it. I rely so much on GPS.
Me too. Oh, me too. Yeah. I have the worst sense of direction. I used to go in like gas stations and go back the same way, not realizing I was going.
Oh yeah,
you used to have to
go into gas stations and ask for directions.
Yeah, and they didn't know. They always ask
scary.
Okay. Tony, I don't know why, just a random one. Stephen Miller got into politics because his arms were too weak to strangle prostitutes. I think, while that's unsubstantiated, it feels true. It feels true.
It feels like it could be true.
It feels like a below Montana kind of skinny arm guy thing.
I mean, you could say some people say that he wanted to strangle prostitutes, but couldn't.
Below Montana in Santa Monica. Loser. Okay. Malcolm Nance coming up.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Michael Negron, former special assistant to the president for economic policy. We'll be talking about the impact of tariffs on small businesses and working families here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryo Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meat grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryo Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top Trump ally Elon Musk says he is disappointed with the budget bill President Trump hopes to pass in the Senate. The bill, which has already passed in the House, would add trillions to the national debt because of spending and extending the 2017 Trump tax cuts. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley convicted of swindling tens of millions of dollars from banks and the IRS, both expected to get pardons today from President Trump. There was a rally at Harvard University yesterday against the moves the president has taken against the school. Ryan Enos is a professor at Harvard.
Freedom of speech and due process, these are the foundations of the American system. These are the foundations of a free society. But Donald Trump is attacking these freedoms because they get in the way of his authoritarian takeover.
The administration says it has the right to set the rules for federal funding going to Harvard because of anti-Semitism. Macy's lowering profit expectations for the year because of uncertainty over the trade wars. This is ABC News.